Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast track with daily Tesla and electric vehicle news. I'm Mikey G, and it's Wednesday, June 22nd. Elon Musk said that he is considering Tesla advertising to counter what he perceives as media bias against Tesla. For years, Musk has said that Tesla doesn't pay or provide discounts for celebrities to drive cars, and the automaker doesn't pay to advertise either. Although some exceptions have occurred, Tesla has remained mostly true. But now, Musk says, quote, "Maybe we should advertise because the traditional media will not run negative pieces about automotive, because automotive is one of the biggest, if not the biggest, advertisers in paper. Tesla is basically free game." He went on to say that Tesla could start advertising to avoid bias, but it's not a priority right now since the automaker has strong demand that far outpaces its production capacity. After several revisions, Elon Musk says that the final Tesla Cybertruck design is finally locked, and he updated the timeline to production for mid-2023. Since the unveiling in 2019, the Cybertruck has been rumored to change size, add new features, and was even spotted with various new features, mostly on the exterior. During a new interview with the Tesla Owners Club of Silicon Valley, Musk confirmed that the Cybertruck design is now locked. To the delight of those waiting for the vehicle, he added that regardless of the design revisions, Tesla wouldn't have been able to bring it to production volume because of the chip shortage. Elon Musk's Boring Company has applied to dig a tunnel underneath Gigafactory Texas in Austin. It's unclear what they plan to do with it. The Boring Company has been in discussion with the state and municipal governments for several projects since moving into Texas, but as far as we know, they haven't moved forward until now. The company has applied with the city of Austin to build a tunnel under the property. Rivian plans to install a 2.8-megawatt wind turbine on the east side of its Normal, Illinois manufacturing plant. The wind turbine will provide clean energy to charge the new R1T vehicles for the first time. Rivian has partnered with the Charlottesville, Virginia-based renewable energy company Apex Clean Energy. They will develop and construct the new wind turbine, which will be capable of generating nearly 10 million kilowatt hours of electricity per year, enough to power 890 U.S. households. It'll be less than 510 feet tall, with white, non-reflective blades. This coincides with Rivian's goal of being net zero by 2040. Senator Joe Manchin, who has a swing vote in the U.S. Senate, said that the Democrats have given up on the $4,500 electric car tax credit bonus for union-made EVs. As part of the Build Back Better Act, it's still unclear what the reform of the EV tax credit will look like, and it might not exist at all. Last year, the U.S. House of Representatives passed a $1.9 trillion Build Back Better legislation, but it has been stuck in the divided Senate ever since. Joe Manchin, a Democrat and senior United States Senator from West Virginia, has been holding his vote and using it to gut many of the programs from the bill, including the EV tax reform. Today, he confirmed that the $4,500 bonus for union-made EVs is now gone. President Joe Biden is preparing to propose a three-month gas tax suspension to Congress. The gas prices that are rising is a coming wave of broader inflation, and of course, the war in Ukraine affecting the global energy markets. The Biden administration has been struggling to find a solution, and now they're reportedly going to propose a controversial one, suspending the federal gas tax. It's going to be an uphill battle in Congress since Republicans have historically opposed suspending the tax, and many Democrats have been skeptical about the efficacy of the measure. The current federal tax is roughly 18 cents per gallon on gas and 24 cents for diesel. At the ground level, this would reduce the price of gas by a few dollars for each fill-up. Thanks for listening to Quick Charge by Electrek. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.